With Theater Talk on WBFO, this is Jim Santella.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Well, we're 7 days away from Curtain Up, and there's certainly a lot of things to do.
Oh, absolutely. Curtain Up night is chock-a-block full of activities.
I love that word, chock-a-block.
Chock-a-block.
It means a lot, doesn't it?
It means a lot. There are 14 official Curtain Up shows, so there's a lot of variety from which to choose.
You sure there's 14?
You're right. There are 16, plus some extra shows.
What about food and drink?
Well, the evening starts with a cocktail party and dinner. That's at 5 o'clock down in front of Shays, the Cash Bar, the dinner. And that's really handy if you're seeing a show down in the theater district.
And you're hungry and thirsty.
Right. And from there, you can venture out either to a theater in the theater district, or some people will go off to the Cavanoki or Musical Fair or over to Kaleidoscope, any number of places. And that is the main event. And the shows start at 8 o'clock. As the shows end, people start to head back down to the theater district for the big free street party with music and dancing and all kinds of excitement. And that begins at around 10 o'clock.
So you have lots of hours to see theater, breathe theater, and eat and drink theater.
And just celebrate the good things about being downtown and about having such a vibrant theater scene in Buffalo. 1 week from tonight, Curtain Up.
And one of the good things is The Guys, which is a drama by Ann Nelson, presented by the American Repertory Theater of Western New York.
That is centered on the events of 9/11. This had been quite popular in New York City. It involves a writer who helps a man who needs to write 8 eulogies following the events of 9/11. And that's The Guys, and that's at American Repertory Theater, performing at Episcopal Church of the Ascension on Linwood.
The next play we're going to talk about, it certainly is much more lighthearted. The Knuffle Bunny?
Knuffle Bunny or Knuffle Bunny, a cautionary musical for children based on the book of the same title. That's, of course, at Theater of Youth at the Allendale Theater.
Mr. and Mrs. Nobody sounds like a Candor and Ebb song.
It does a bit. Keith Waterhouse, who is the celebrated father of Bob Waterhouse in England, the creator of Billy Lyre and Whistle Down the Wind and many, many other seminal British works, wrote this story, Mr. and Mrs. Nobody, based on the Victorian spoof of Victorian diaries and his own work about the Pooters. And so it is a...
Back up a second, that word you just said?
That's the name of the couple, Mr. and Mrs. Pooter.
Ah, okay. And now I got it.
Now you've got it.
Yes.
And so it's about social climbers in the north of London, and it should be hilariously funny. Directed, of course, by Bob.
If you'd like something to move your feet to, The Music Man is being presented by Musical Fair.
Yes, the Meredith Willson classic of the late 50s, directed by Chris Kelly with a terrific cast. It should be bumptious fun.
You have Trouble right here in River City, and it starts with T and it ends with P, and I don't know the words.
Rhymes with P, and that stands for pool.
All right.
All right.
You know what my favorite song in Music Man is? That sophisticated song sung by that rotund man in the movies.
Buddy Hackett.
Oh, that's his name, yes. And Shapoopy is the song?
Shapoopy's your favorite song. I thought you'd go for Till There Was You.
Oh, yes.
Good Night, My Someone, Trouble in River City.
No, I like Shapoopy.
To all those wonderful songs from the music. It's a really a lusciously clever score, and the story of a con artist who comes to a small Iowa town and hoodwinks everyone except the local librarian, and he finds that against his best intentions, he's fallen in love with her.
I understand Mommy Queerest has added another week to its run.
Yes, another weekend of Mommy Queerest, the great Jimmy Janowski as the great Joan Crawford.
Shoulders and all.
Also this weekend, it's the 10th anniversary of the Subversive Theater Collective. Believe it or not, 10 years. They opened 10 years ago with Dario Fo's The Accidental Death of an Anarchist, and they've brought it back. And so that's running at the Manny Fried Playhouse on Great Arrow Avenue.
For those of you who are young and enjoy what they call rock and roll, I don't know very much about rock and roll. But Green Day, the musical called American Idiot, is touring production of the Broadway musical by Green Day. I never thought that would happen.
Well, coming up to UB Center for the Arts, it's a musical by Green Day, and Mr. Santella, didn't you help invent rock and roll?
I'm not that old. Dinosaurs did not roam the world.
But you did invent FM radio.
Oh, yes, that's what they tell me. See you at Curtain Up.
You bet.
With Theater Talk on WBFO, this is Jim Santella.
And I'm Anthony Chase.